This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. L-theanine and alpha waves, what the research actually shows. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. The claim that L-theanine boosts alpha waves dominates product marketing and wellness discourse, but the underlying research presents a more nuanced picture than marketing materials suggest. While two studies have documented alpha wave increases at rest following L-theanine administration, subsequent research reveals that this effect depends critically on context. Specifically, whether the brain is at rest or engaged in cognitive tasks, the dose administered, and individual anxiety profiles. Key takeaways: two studies found alpha wave increases at rest after L-theanine, 50 mg, but one was industry-funded and the other involved a multi-ingredient formulation in anxious participants only. During cognitive tasks, L-theanine significantly decreased alpha activity in two studies from the same laboratory, contradicting the relaxation narrative. The four proposed biological mechanisms for L-theanine's effects remain unconfirmed in humans, with the most cited receptor binding study being a single 2002 in vitro experiment never independently replicated 50 mg dose used in the Unilever-funded study, NOBR 2008, that documented alpha wave increases at rest. L-theanine's effect on alpha waves, context, determines direction. Summary of key findings from EEG studies: by cognitive state, resting state, eyes closed, increased cognitive task, Gomez-Ramirez 2007, decreased cognitive task, Gomez-Ramirez 2009, decreased attention task with caffeine, Fox 2012, no effect. Source: Nobre et al., White et al., Gomez-Ramirez et al., 2009, Fox et al., GMJ News. The resting state evidence, where the marketing story begins. The foundation for the L-theanine boosts alpha claim rests on two studies examining participants at rest with eyes closed. In the first, a 2008 study published in the journal Psychopharmacology and funded by Unilever, researchers administered 50 mg of L-theanine and observed increases in alpha wave activity. This finding provided the mechanistic narrative that manufacturers and influencers have since amplified across product pages and wellness content. However, the second resting state study complicates this picture. According to White and colleagues' 2016 research, alpha wave increases occurred only in participants with high trait anxiety, and the intervention used was not pure L-theanine, but a multi-ingredient beverage. Critically, the same 2016 paper noted that resting state alpha activity is, at best, a crude indicator of relaxation, undermining the biological interpretation being marketed to consumers. This suggests that observed alpha changes may reflect state-specific responses in anxiety-prone individuals rather than a universal mechanism of relaxation. Browse additional peer-reviewed research findings for context on how study design shapes conclusions. Resting state alpha increases documented in L-theanine studies occurred in limited contexts, one industry-funded trial and one involving high-anxiety participants with a multi-ingredient formulation. Resting state alpha itself is at best a crude indicator of relaxation, White et al., authors of 2016 study on theanine and EEG, Psychopharmacology, 2016. The task-based studies, alpha decreases during attention. The narrative shifts dramatically when examining what happens during active cognitive engagement. Two studies from the same research group, Gomez-Ramirez and colleagues in 2007 and again in 2009, found that L-theanine significantly decreased background alpha activity during attention tasks. This finding contradicts the relaxation promotion narrative because lower alpha during focused cognitive work is actually consistent with engagement and attention, not relaxation. A third study by Fox and colleagues examined L-theanine combined with caffeine during attention tasks. Caffeine alone improved task performance, but adding L-theanine provided no additional benefit. This absence of synergy raises questions about whether the alpha wave changes documented in other studies translate to meaningful cognitive or behavioral outcomes. The directionality problem, alpha increases at rest but decreases during tasks, suggests that the mechanism underlying these changes remains poorly understood. The mechanism gap, unconfirmed targets in humans. Despite widespread assertions about how L-theanine works, the underlying biological mechanisms have not been confirmed at the human level. Four mechanistic pathways are commonly proposed: inhibitory neurotransmitter effects, antagonism at glutamate receptors, modulation of dopamine pathways, and effects on stress hormones. However, none of these have been demonstrated mechanistically in humans. The most frequently cited evidence comes from a single 2002 in vitro test tube binding study that examined receptor interactions in isolated tissue. To date, this finding has not been independently replicated in peer-reviewed literature. In vitro studies cannot confirm human physiology. They are preliminary evidence requiring validation in living organisms. The absence of replication over two decades raises concerns about the robustness of this foundational evidence. For critical appraisal of supplement claims, see GMJ's explainers on supplement evaluation. Why context matters: dose, state, and individual variation. The direction and magnitude of L-theanine's effects on alpha waves appears to depend on three variables: the dose administered, the cognitive state during measurement, rest versus task engagement, and the baseline anxiety level of the individual. The resting state increases were observed at 50 milligrams, but task-based decreases were documented across multiple studies without dose response curves being established. The high anxiety effect in White's 2016 study suggests individual neurobiological variation that product marketing does not acknowledge. This context dependence is scientifically important because it indicates that the simple claim L-theanine boosts alpha waves masks conditional effects that may not apply universally. The resting state finding, the one that made it onto labels, traveled into commercial and influencer discourse, while the task-based contradictions remained in the specialist literature. This selective transmission of evidence represents a significant gap between what the research shows and what consumers encounter in marketing claims. What this means for patients: alpha wave changes documented in studies are context-specific and may not reflect meaningful improvements in relaxation or cognitive function. Individual responses vary, and marketed mechanisms lack human confirmation. Claims about how L-theanine works should be viewed as preliminary hypotheses rather than established facts. For clinicians, when counseling patients on L-theanine use, acknowledge that EEG findings are inconsistent across cognitive states and that the biological mechanism remains unconfirmed in humans. Safety data exist, but mechanistic claims in marketing materials overstate current evidence. For policymakers, supplement marketing claims about mechanism should require independent replication of foundational studies and human-level mechanistic confirmation before appearing on product labels. Current EEG evidence is insufficient to support categorical claims about alpha wave modulation. Frequently asked questions: does L-theanine actually relax people? Anecdotal reports: some individuals experience subjective relaxation with L-theanine, but objective EEG evidence is inconsistent and context-dependent. Alpha wave increases at rest have been documented in limited populations, while alpha decreases during cognitive tasks contradict the relaxation narrative. Subjective effects and objective brain activity changes may reflect different mechanisms. What dose was used in the studies showing alpha increases? The Unilever-funded study, NOBRA 2008, used 50 milligrams of L-theanine and documented alpha increases at rest. The White et al. Study used a multi-ingredient beverage with L-theanine, not pure theanine, at a specified dose. Task-based studies did not establish dose-response relationships. Product labeling often does not specify which dose corresponds to the alpha wave claims. Has the proposed mechanism of L-theanine been proven in humans? No. The most frequently cited evidence is a single 2002 in vitro test tube study of receptor binding that has never been independently replicated. The four proposed mechanisms, neurotransmitter modulation, receptor antagonism, dopamine effects, and stress hormone changes, remain unconfirmed in human research. Current evidence is insufficient to support mechanistic claims in marketing. The L-theanine and alpha wave story illustrates how selective reporting of research findings can distort the public understanding of supplement mechanisms. While individual studies have documented alpha wave changes in specific contexts, the totality of evidence reveals contextual variation, contradictions across cognitive states, and unconfirmed biological mechanisms. Future research should prioritize independent replication of foundational in vitro findings, establish dose-response relationships in humans, and clarify which populations experience which effects. Until then, marketing claims should acknowledge the conditional nature of current evidence rather than presenting context-dependent findings as universal mechanisms of action. Source: Analysis of Published EEG Studies on L-Theanine and Receptor Binding Research, Yamada 2002.